WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World, locally owned and serving our community for over four decades. I'm Ed Jones, with 47 years in holistic health, here with Clint Powell, PhD of East Ridge Waffle House, Chattanooga's premier podcaster, and always asking the questions that you've been wanting to ask that helps you take control of your health. Good morning, or actually good afternoon, Clint Powell.
How you doing, man?
Why do you ask me that question?
Yeah. You just say good morning, afternoon. I'm not the one that's struggling. How you doing,
I
Ed?
I'm percolating just fine. Remember that old word, percolate?
Of course, that's how you make your coffee. We used to percolate coffee, yeah.
Hey, Lenny, do you know, have you ever percolated coffee?
No.
Once. Oh, did you really?
How old are you?
Was it camping?
Was it
camping?
It was in Italy.
Oh. Okay. Italy.
Yeah.
Oh.
They do it there.
There we go.
Back when we grew up, you used to go to my grandfather's house or my friend's parents' house. They were just at a big, it'd percolate. You'll see the little thing percolating at the top.
And made the noise.
And made the little popping noise, yeah. That's like it's boiling, cool. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Percolating, as the people say.
All right. I got a couple topics today, one of which is on hernias.
Mm.
And it's quite interesting because, as we know, that's something that you have to take care of. I did not realize until I took a little deep dive into it some of the steps and aspects of having a hernia. I'm actually surprised that you and I haven't gotten a hernia because we both have lifted heavy.
I've had them.
You have had them.
I think I still got one.
But you didn't get it fixed?
Mm-mm. My buddy, so shout out, I won't say his last name, my buddy Eric, mm-hmm. who I played rugby with and do some mm-hmm. podcasts with, he's had pretty bad bouts mm-hmm. with hernias, some mm-hmm. surgeries, and yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
It can be crippling.
And it's not poor health. It's a more of a structural issue. It has nothing to do with what you eat, take, exercise. Over-exercise can aggravate it, but it's definitely an issue. I want to talk about that in the second or third segment.
Okay.
I want to just say that I've finished 5 e-books. Those are going to be books that you can download off of nutritionw.com. very soon, and they will be on oxalates, which is the compound that I feel is causing tremendous grief in this country for aches and pains as we age. We all are labeled it as arthritis. Arthur's come in to visit me. A lot of times it is partially arthritis, but I'm truly convinced that in 10 years, we're going to start seeing that it's far less of the diagnosis of arthritis and far more of this compound found in healthy foods called oxalates. And I have one on dental health, completely opposite of the opinions of traditional dentistry in most cases, because it's about the microbiome as being the most important part of dental care. And that means quit using mouthwashes. Anything that kills bacteria in your mouth needs to be eliminated unless you have a certain reason for that moment. I went to the dentist this week. I really like my dentist. He gives me good respect. I respect him. And I can tell he's probably an A-plus student, and that's the kind of person I want to take care of me if I need things.
Right.
But, you know, regular dentistry is like regular traditional health care. You have to go to school. You have to follow the dogma of the past 15 years of teachings, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just want to be able to have respect from that side if I choose to do other things, because I have delved into other areas, and I think I certainly have sometimes knowledge that's not being taught in schools. Next is the Sleepy book. Had that one for a while, kind of redid it a little bit. Another one I just did on the Core Four. And the biggest one is called Are You Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired? That's one I did I wrote many years ago, but I have now really revamped it. And it's odd when you look back on something that you thought was truth 11 years ago and you see, hey, 85% of it's still staying steady and 15% was like, ooh, I have learned some things in the past 11 years.
You mean science isn't settled?
It's, science is not settled and experience is not settled, and connecting the dots continues on in my life. So that book will be available. And on the Core 4 and the Are You Sick will be the list of supplements that I take daily, which many people ask me, and I just really most of the time don't get around to doing it. It is now done.
I saw that list, by the way, and I would have thought, because I take about 20-something pills a day, maybe give or take, whatever. I would have thought I would have shared a bunch with you. I don't. Really? I share like two or three.
Huh.
You take a lot. I wanted to ask you, like, what's that one? Why do you take that one? Why do you take this one and that one? Because some of them look redundant. But can I want to encourage everybody to do something, too, on your social medias, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, TikTok, but especially Facebook and Instagram. There's a page that we just don't talk about as much anymore. But go like it and go follow it. Nutrition World, of course. Vital Health Radio, of course. You want to follow my podcast, personal pages. But the Holistic Navigator is kind of getting an overhaul over the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, too. It's been around for a while. It's the home of all your podcast, The Holistic Navigator, with conversations at Evergreen. You're going to start adding to it. I just want to encourage, if you like this kind of stuff, it's another take on it, another place you can find to go, maybe put on your rotation of places to get good information from. So there
I
you
love
go.
That. Yeah. And I love putting things on rotation. That's what I do with podcasting. It's never the same thing all the time, but I go back to my mainframe, the ones that are my team members. What is your podcast so people know?
Yeah, just I've got a bunch of them, 20 podcasts with one click. I have them from politics to faith, from veterans to crime, to history and just culture. You can go find all of them, and I share a bunch of other podcasts of friends. I help share theirs at Nuga Podcast. Nuga Podcast is plural, so NugaPodcast.com. Thank you very much, sir.
And tell us how the 24-hour podcast...
We're further out now than the last time we talked, so I think each of the charities, Lana's Love, who helps families, they run alongside families whose children have pediatric cancer, and then the YMCA YCAP program helps kids younger from 7 to 13 or 14. They're on the edge of getting in trouble, so before they get in trouble, they run alongside those families with tutoring and gardening and woodworking and boxing and just... giving them options of other ways of using their time. They're going to split $15,000, and we did good. 44 guests, 24 hours straight. We had a bunch of great sponsors. Very relaxing, a good day. It was an overall great thing. Next year will be our third annual, probably towards the end of March of next year. So it was good.
And you survived it far better this year.
Yeah, I had more help pulling the wagons the last 3 or 4 hours. I told somebody I was lucky enough. I had room for me and four other guests all day. And sometimes it was just me and a guest. Sometimes it was me and, you know, four other guests, five. But from about 1 o'clock on or midnight on, I didn't have an empty chair, which means people were coming back, getting up, setting alarms, coming in early, staying late. And it was very helpful because when you're that tired, you're mumbling.
I bet.
And so it really helped me to just engage when I could more coherently. And it was better entertaining, by the way. Those last 3 hours with John and Andy, me and Brittany, and then my daughter jumped in a little bit. They were really entertaining. So I was much more proud of how we ended this year than we did last year, the year before.
Who was the guy who was on TV for all our young growing up, Lewis? They did the 24-hour telethon.
Oh, Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis. Yes.
That's kind of where I used to watch out with my grandfather.
Uh-huh. Always.
That's one of the things he had on. I think it was the Labor Day telethon.
It was.
Yeah. And so I kind of mimicked that of just we had videos pre-recorded about the separate charities. We had sponsors. We had some giveaways. It was just, I think it was a fun day. And we had some great other fellow podcasters come on and take over for an hour, which again gave me a break. Ooh. So we'll do it again next year and do it even bigger and better.
Means a lot to help out those less fortunate and also in our community. And what a great job you did.
Hey, and just everybody right now, you can still give. I mean, you know, you can still give if you just text the word podcast to 44834, podcast to 44834. You can still give and help support that.
Do you need a little bit more to make a goal?
Well, it'd be nice. I mean, when I say 15, literally, if you were looking at a chart, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference from where we stopped counting to where the goal is. But it'd be nice to get a couple $100 extra. But anyway, there you go.
Let's pull that out. Tell that number one more time.
Yeah, podcast to 44834.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm,
thank you.
I want to tell you that my AI, I call it my thinking partner. It is not my boss. It doesn't tell me what to think. But if you let it learn who you are, how you, what your goals are, and it gets to really, really understand who Ed Jones is from the aspect of whatever the conversation may entail, and you stay on the same thread, the AI is what I'm using to make a lot of decisions in regard to training for the Chattanooga Fitness, which is coming up in about probably 12 weeks. And I'm amazed, I continue to be amazed. So the Saturday night, this is what I did, Clint.
All right, let's hear it.
Went out to eat, which I do quite often, being a single guy. And not ever, I've had my oven on about 2 times in 5 years.
How do you make your biscuits?
I do that at Kim's house.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to say anything. I said, to give you off the hook, but keep going, sir.
Yep. Yep.
And right, so and you don't cook.
And then another night at Betty's house and another night at Gertrude's house.
This is my fault. I take responsibility, people, for the chaos that has ensued. Back to, you haven't had your oven on, but now, back to you.
Okay. So I go to Old Gilman Grill last Saturday. Love the restaurant. It's just, you know, it's for kind of special occasions. It's not massively expensive, but it's certainly a higher price downtown. I go in there and they have this one big page of all their new items and their whole menus on that one page. I love restaurants that have everything on one page because, mm-hmm. you know, they specialize in all of that. I'm sitting there thinking, what am I going to eat tonight that will be contest friendly to me? So I continue to hopefully lose body fat, continue to hopefully maintain muscle for 12 more weeks. And I just take a picture of the menu and I ask AI, what should I eat? Well, it already knows my goals because I'm on the same thread. It picked out the 3 different foods that I should eat.
Wow.
And it told me to do it without sauce on one of them.
That's just sad.
It had a little unhappy face after that.
Did you read it like, no sauce? Yeah, we keep going.
So it picked it out, and it was absolutely perfect with the ratio of protein, fats, and carbs. And I take a photo of all of my meals. I do it from the angle, not on top and not completely from the side. It needs to see the depth of the food. And I'm now on week 4 of this. I'm blown away.
I'm so confused on what you just said, though. You're going to have to explain something to me. Mm-hmm. When you take a picture of the menu, what do you mean the depth of the food?
Oh, no, I didn't say the menu.
You did. You said you took a picture of the menu.
Well, okay. Let's play this segment back.
So then you took a picture of the food itself.
That's exactly right.
And wanted to give AI the depth of the food. Like, I got you. Okay.
The actual range. No, not the depth. Yeah. Like, you have no depth.
No, I got it.
I'm talking
very
about really the depth of how thick the food is.
Gotcha.
Because if it doesn't
the
see
the density
that,
of the food, you wanted to get the full
density is a better
scope.
Word. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I didn't understand. I was like, wow.
Well, you know what? If you didn't, there are other peoples who didn't.
That's exactly right.
Thank you for those
kind of questions. You're welcome to all of my fellow C students out there.
So if you have any goals with regard to fitness, weight, plug it in. Tell AI your goals and just start taking photos. That's what you do.
I'm gonna do that right now.
And you are meal prepping, I heard.
I have been doing that for a couple weeks, and I'm 60% better. It's better than 0% better.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's.
It took me on my week 4 or 5 of AIs when I really saw the difference, truly. And I'm using ChatGPT for this one.
Yeah. But Jen just did finish her 4 weeks on the glucose monitor.
Yeah.
So what she found out is her meals that she weighs and preps because she takes it serious, her blood sugar never went between, like, it was always between 80 and 90. It never fluctuated.
Really?
That's how good she was.
On the meal she prepped for.
Yeah. And on weekends, if she had something, it might get up to 120 or something like that a little bit. But she goes, a couple it spiked a little high, and she just knew not to eat that stuff anymore. But she said 80%, 90% of her week is below 100, way below 100. I'm like, God.
That gives us such motivation to stick with a plan that you know is working.
She's nailed it. She knows what she's. She goes, so eating the same thing all the time works for her. So,
I love that. All right. Well, I had a bunch more stuff to talk about
in
the first segment, but we filled it in, I think, with some pretty valuable conversation.
If not, we got 3 other segments.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And when you're listening to Vital Health Radio, it's brought to you by our friends at Nutrition World, and we'll have more information right after this.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com. You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones, here with Clint Powell, and for nearly five decades, I've worked in nutrition and holistic health. And every day at Nutrition World, we help people apply what truly works. Let's continue today's conversation and move you closer to stronger, resilient health. That was a great first segment. Wonderful conversation.
But I know you have stuff to get to.
But I thank you for that, because that is exactly right. And one of which is, we talked about the Gilman Grill, taking a photo of your menu, asking AI what would be best to eat to reach a goal. Remember, you can do this free. You have certain amounts you can post on all of the platforms. And if you get above that, you pay $20. So I encourage you to access that. Don't forget, being springtime, certainly if you're trying to live more of a healthy, holistic life, we want to stay away from Roundup, number one. Number two is we want to stay away from other insecticides. You know, the pets alone are some of the big concerns, because, you know, they walk around, they'll lick anything. They put it on their paws. They go in, cats, dogs that are going to clean their paws sometimes. Not even talking about the children and the effects that it could have on the different systems like the endocrine system. And a lot of less testosterone is happening in younger males. And one of those is the fact that these are chemicals that can mimic some of the hormones, and they also prevent the production on a healthy level. So Firehawk that we sell at Nutrition World is made from sunflower oil, and it dehydrates a plant instead of poisoning it. Those are two different ways to get rid of something, but it's healthy. It's healthier for the soil when you dehydrate something rather than kill
it. What does it use?
Sunflower oil.
So the things that we cook with, it also kills things?
And some,
I'm just kidding. Sunflower oil. Yeah.
I don't use sunflower oil because it's a seed oil.
That's what I was actually confirming what you say. It talks about it's bad for us and good to kill the grass.
There you go.
But I'm going to come get some because I love to do that. So I'm going to get some of this today when I leave here.
And it works within 3 days, and it works on poison ivy and poison oak. It's been tested on all the plants in Tennessee, so we do know that it works. Actually, earthworms will come back in the soil within a matter of a very short time, and that shows that it is really a non-toxic herbicide. It just does not hurt anything except the plant, and it only does it because it dehydrates. It makes total sense. We were notified that the big companies are coming after them. And because this is a tiny baby company of a farmer and a scientist who put their heads together, hopefully they will not eliminate their competition. All right. Have you seen my Dollar General shopping?
I saw part of it. I saw the soup. Mm-hmm. And there's one other thing I saw in there. But I didn't watch the full video because I think it's actually a couple clips. Or if it's not, it's just one, I only saw parts of it.
We should have probably 8 clips that come out of this. Okay. I went through the Dollar General store with the premise that Ed Jones has been trapped into a small town. My car broke down. I can't get out for another day, and I have to eat. And I do have a cook stove, let's say. You know, we have to have the fantasy story. But I went through 27 different items. Freezer spaces.
What'd you find? 27. You said you found 4?
I found 9 total items out of probably, I'm only guessing, 4,000 pieces of food, maybe 3,000. And I could only find 9 items that I would choose to eat. Now, you know, if I'm starving, I will eat Doritos. I'm not stupid, but I won't choose those. But I found 9 foods at Dollar General. That means that 99.7% of what's in there is unhealthy. It's not even neutral. It is unhealthy due to the chemicals, the seed oils, the huge amounts of sodium, the low protein. Almost everything has low protein, very carbohydrate-based. One is carbohydrates are a drug that's addictive, and they're cheap. And I know value and budget is extremely important to people who have limited incomes. But I've done this before at Walmart. If you go see those, you can eat relatively inexpensive and still do the protein and the healthy fats. So hope people find that informing.
The stuff on the Progress, the soup is one I found interesting.
The one soup in the whole place was made by Progressive, and it was only one out of that line. It was chicken noodle.
Yeah, which I love chicken noodle, but I don't. You shamed the one I eat, Campbell's.
Yeah.
I eat the chunky sirloin burger because it's got meat in it. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, it does have more protein.
It does.
Yeah.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Back to stuff that Ed wants to say.
Mouth taping. Are you mouth taping?
No, I tried that. Remember, like 2 weeks, and it kept popping off because of my stupid face hair. And
which tape did you use?
The one you at the time is the one that when you gave me, they came in strips.
Well, this is the one. It wasn't this one.
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
no.
This one.
This came in a box.
This one's expensive. Stupid expensive, actually, compared to the other one we had. Why would we sell it if it's that expensive? Because I was a moron in regard to the other ones. It was. I'm going to admit it. Why, for probably 18 years of mouth tape, did I not think that microplastics would be on my tape? Duh. I can't think of everything.
Do you think that added up quite a bit over the years?
I'm just going to hope that it didn't. Okay. I'm not going to think about it.
Okay.
There's nothing I can do about that now. So that is in the file cabinet. It's already shut. I'm moving forward. This one does not have any microplastics, made out of bamboo silk.
Oh.
Pretty cool. And it comes like this, mm-hmm. I would probably cut it in two and get double the amount because that's pretty large right there. Mm-hmm. But mouth taping will change your life. It really will. If you read a book by Michael Nestor called Breath, where he went and had his nose stopped up for 3 months, he's only 42, something like 42 years old. Mm-hmm. His blood work became that of an 80-year-old. But after
three months. You can't breathe through your nose and you mouth tape, it's almost claustrophobic.
Here's the physiological reason why that works. When you mouth breathe, the nasal passages swell. It is an automatic reaction to mouth breathing. Mm. So when you nose breathe, within 1 to 2 nights, it learns that it doesn't have to swell. And so it shrinks, and all of a sudden you can breathe again. So it's an interesting little paradox there. Logically, you would think it would be bothersome, but yet it's not. It's actually curative. So mouth taping, I very much recommend, very much. Do you know what this is? This, I'm showing Clint this little piece of equipment right here. And I may have showed it to you before. It has a light on the back that beeps because I charge it.
Does it keep your beer cold? Is it a coaster?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and it keeps your waffles hot.
Yeah,
and the margarine melting.
I'm assuming it's going to block something.
No, it doesn't block anything.
Okay, then. Okay. I don't know.
You ever heard of a Schumann frequency?
Of course, I haven't.
I love his honesty.
Yeah,
Schumann frequencies. If you study. Kind of the...
Is it the hertz and all the
It's a hertz frequency, yeah. But on the Earth, we consider a 7.83 frequency to be quite probably the most desired for our mental, emotional, and physical health. And if we can... The nature surrounds us with 7.83. Well, we're not surrounded by anything of 7.83 in buildings and lights and cameras and equipment. Well, I purchased this, and I don't even know where I bought it at, but it's just a cool concept that I really embrace because we know that, in fact, there's a guy, and see if I can find it here on my notes. I'm going to pull one of those, like a Rush Limbaugh back in the day. He's looking for his notes. Miss that old boy. This guy, Dr. Keith Scott Mumby, I used to follow him all the time. He fell off my wagon for about 4 years. He's back on. He's probably 80 years old now, physician, MD. And he said in the 1970s, a researcher named Dorothy Radakalik set up sound chambers with plants and simply played music to them. One chamber got a rock station. The other got gentle music 3 hours a day. After 2 weeks, the plants listening to the gentle music were lush, green, and leaning toward the radio, mm-hmm. reaching for more.
Right.
The rock music plants were drooping, faded, bending away from the speakers. By day 16, they had died.
Whatever.
That's because you don't want to listen to the song.
They weren't listening to Godsmack or Metallica, but go ahead.
She went for it. A tape of Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, and Vanilla Fudge.
Uh-huh.
The plants turned away from the speakers. Most died.
Because they're nerd plants. What kind of nerd plants are they dealing with? But go ahead.
But Indian Classic and J.S. Bach, the plants wrapped themselves around the speakers and flourished.
Okay.
Oh, I see the tears coming.
I'm an R&B. I'm a jazz guy. I like jazz. I like instrumental. So I have no, I'm not poo-pooing it. Mm-hmm. If your plants don't like Jimi Hendrix, don't blame Jimi Hendrix. Get better plants. But go ahead. That's a plant issue.
Philosophy is that.
That's a plant issue, but go ahead.
Another researcher tried the extremely discordant music of Arnold Schoenberg. Harsh frequencies, no resolution. Every plant died. If sound frequencies can kill a living organism or make it thrive, what in the heck do you suppose they're doing to your cells? Well, I just kind of came about the same time I bought the Schumann frequency. I believe it's interesting.
I'm poo-pooing it, your stuff, but I believe in frequencies.
Yeah.
I believe frequencies can heal. I believe they can calm. I believe they can energize. I mean, you don't have to be religious for what I'm about to say, but you know, God did speak the world into existence. Mm-hmm. Speaking is vibrating. It's moving. The sound is moving molecules. That to me is a real thing.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, music affects our moods. That don't tell me it can't affect our everything else too. So yeah.
That's why I love playing or squeaking on my violin.
You're what?
My violin.
Okay.
I'm not Beverly Hillbillies playing a fiddle. Don't even say it.
Fiddle.
Hey, there's some great fiddle players.
Some great fiddle players. The devil lost a competition to a fiddle player.
There you go. Yeah.
On a hickory stump. But go ahead.
Netflix film. New one The Plastic Detox, and it covers how our plastics are causing such infertility. And it is on Netflix now, and it's an uplifting story that explains the connection between plastics and infertility. And it goes through with some couples who couldn't get pregnant, and they went through a type of, I've never heard of this, there's a toxicity test from a place called Million Marker that you can use to help support the process of detoxifying your home of plastics and those kind of chemicals. Here's what I've done for my house and my personal life is, one is, if I'm going to do the cooking, like scrambled eggs, meat, or anything else, I did buy a skillet from 360 Cookware. And it has zero amount of Teflons, zero of the forever chemicals. It is really sad when you start looking at the lab test from Mamavation. Mamavation spelled like it sounds. They do all the testing of plates and cups and paper towels and all these things. And you don't have to always buy expensive stuff. You just switch brands. That's all you do. So I have gone to Mamavation and looked up the toilet papers, the paper towels, the cups, the plastic. They even test flosses. They test so many things that make you want to choose product D instead of product A, B, and C, which is probably on the top shelf. And these are found often at your regular store. You don't have to go to a health food store to buy these. Now, we do sell the toilet paper that is for the bamboo, and it was rated very high by Mamavation at Nutrition World, and I've used it. I emotionally feel better about it because we're talking about a paper that could have a lot of endocrine disruptors. That means it disrupts your hormones, and it's being placed on parts of the body that would be able to be transported these chemicals because they're moist and they go into these epithelial tissues like that. So Mamavation, if you want to look up some of that, I'm intrigued constantly about it. And I also don't live in a cave. I want to enjoy life, and I'm not going to let it overtake me. Some of my clients and customers over the years have tortured themselves by the overthinking of fear and anxiousness of trying to create a perfect world. And as we know, that's will never occur.
Well, we let the goal of perfect get in the way of, you know, perfect gets in the way of better.
Sometimes it does. Great.
All the time.
Yeah, because
I can do better, but because I can't do perfect, I shouldn't even start or try. And I'm like, that's like meal prepping. If you can do better 60% of the time, you can't get to 80% without doing 60% too. So it's on your way. Better is on the way to best.
So. Love that. And sometimes those people also will be so laser focused on a small number of things. And it's like the saying, they're stepping over $100 bills to pick up dollar bills. And so they've really got their house perfect and everything's lined up and they're spending all this money and they got air purifiers all the way down to everything's blocked that they think will hurt them. They don't exercise and they don't eat enough protein.
Oh, they don't see their family. They don't have a spiritual life. Mm-hmm. I've said this all the time. If somebody says, I'm going to start focusing on how many steps I walk a day, and they only get to 7,500 or 8,000, people go, did you fail or succeed? Well, you might have missed your goal. But I bet if you do that long enough, you'll also start feeling a little bit better. And you go, well, I'm going to eat a little better. Why would I? In other words, it changes. One little thing can change. That butterfly effect is real. Mm-hmm. Can start changing all these other small things. I'm going to drink more, a little more water. Go to bed a little earlier. I'm going to do this a little more. Next thing you know, you have a better overall life because you changed several things a little bit, simply by focusing on the one thing.
A little can be powerful if we have the discipline to stick with the little.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now look at me adding wisdom to the show.
Woo.
15 minutes into segment two.
Well, you want to
take a break? Or
no,
do you want to keep going?
Made some progress because you have done some modest things.
Well, I was
like
in good shape until 8 years ago. I mean, until 8 months ago. I mean, you know, I was at 215. I was doing good, meal prepping, working out every morning. Mm-hmm. Got a little sick, got a little injury, and then I gave myself a month off. It was, and when I really went downhill for me was August of last year.
That's when you took off?
Yeah, I remember. I was doing pretty good, holding within about 8 to 10 pounds. I'm like, I'm back. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take 3 or 4 weeks just and give my body a rest. And my body took a rest, all right. It took the rest of the food off the table. And so it was stupid.
I love it.
So, but we're back.
Last thing. Yep. Have you ever heard of, I wish somebody would ask me if I know anything about liposomal nutrients.
I don't know how to say that, Lenny. Can you ask him that? What is liposomal? What is it?
What is liposomal?
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Lenny, for asking me that and running it through.
I just put her on the spot. She's like, oh, crap. Y'all keep asking me to do new things.
It is a new technology that you will be seeing more and more of as the years continue in the field of nutraceutical or green pharmacy. And what it involves is a certain technique that's going to upregulate or increase significantly the absorption rate of any nutrient that is using liposomal technology. I'll use magnesium for an example. 80% of the magnesium you get from food is absorbed passively. It passes between your intestinal cells through these tiny gates and not actually through the cells themselves. And so liposomal, like magnesium, sidesteps the challenge of the bypassing. And it wraps magnesium inside a tiny fat-based bubble. That's called the liposomes. And it gets absorbed the same way your body absorbs dietary fats, and that is directly into the cells. It doesn't matter so much what floats through the serum. What matters is the level that finds itself within the cellular structure. And so liposomal will increase that. And if you buy, I mean, everything now from berberine for blood sugar balance to glutathione, we have probably 25 products now that have liposomal type of technology. So just educating you again. I love to empower people.
You said a lot of big words. Berberine, I take that.
That's three syllables.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud on that one. But everything else, I hope everybody else figured that out.
All right, brother.
Are we ready to take a break? Let's do this. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We're going to talk more headlines, more opinions, more tips to live a better life here at Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutritional.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones alongside Clint Powell, and at Nutrition World, we serve hundreds of people each week. In fact, we do about 400 plus each day, cutting through the confusion and focusing on proven strategies that support long-term wellness. In this segment, we're again diving deeper into what really moves your health needle. I love a site called, he's by Sawyer J, and he has some wonderfully well-documented stories on holistic health. He has probably more references medically than any other holistic person on the internet. He was part of the, I don't know if they called the Dirty Dozen or Dirty 10 during the COVID that picked out all the physicians who were anti-COVID and the health writers like him. But his amazing website. But he, do you know what the Merck manual is, Clint?
No.
Okay. Do you, Lenny? I'm just curious. You know what a Merck manual is? Okay. Like Dr. Dehring would know, absolutely, and all physicians know, and nurse practitioners. I, being the nerd at least that I was when I was even in my 20s, I bought the Merck manual. The Merck manual is a manual of every disease there is that's known presently in the world. It's been around since 1899. It was the compilation that started the whole industry of healthcare, and it explains the disease, it explains the options for treatment. And there's a picture of the front cover of it here. I remember it all too well to buy it. I was so excited to get my first Merck manual. And I mean, this is the what it looks like in the old day, 1899. But from 1899.
You didn't get it originally in 1899.
I was born in 1904.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yes.
2 years before your time.
From the 1899 Merck manual to 1932. It was a pharmacist map, this and physician's map. The historical record is unambiguous. Natural medicine was displaced not because it failed, but because it couldn't be owned. And there's a huge history of how we had hospitals that were using the holistic therapies with very good results in many diseases, not all. We certainly, if somebody had a terrible infection, I would not want to be in the world without an antibiotic, for sure. But generally, it worked extremely, extremely well using natural remedies. However, the thing is, like Sawyer J. talks here, not to the medicine of 1899, not to the medicine of 1932, not, in fact, to any era of medicine prior to the mid-20th century, when a legal and commercial infrastructure was deliberately built to ensure that the only substances recognized as drugs would be those that could be patented, manufactured at scale, and sold for profit. Before that infrastructure existed, the original medicine was plant medicine, and the documentation proving it is right in sight, which was the Merck Manual of 34 years.
Well, and I've heard you say a bunch of times, I ask the reason that a lot of companies don't, a lot of doctors and companies don't talk about certain things are that they're not more widespread and available, or they're not covered by insurance, is you can't be patenting them.
Yes.
They can't make money on them.
Yes, that is a huge blockade to entering the green pharmacy within the regular pharmaceutical world. But it really still goes down to an agenda.
Yeah, there is an agenda. Yeah, if they can't make money and they can't be the controller of basically the access to it, then what business is it to really invest? Does vitamin D do? I mean, I know it's, well, pick out another supplement. But there's no real money to be made on investigating whether this natural thing can help as much as this produced thing because they can't make the money on the natural thing.
The original equation you're speaking about is what rules the bigger influencers. Right. What gets me, and it's not the fault of the practitioners every day in this city or this country, because they can choose what they want in some instances and certainly somewhat more than they probably are, but they're not looking. The brainwashing technique of that has worked extremely well, which is working on making people worship medicine, better living through chemistry. And even though they understand lifestyle is so important, they're not going to spend the time because the system's set up to not allow them, so they actually can't create success.
Well, I know that that's kind of hypocritical. We've hammered it on this show, so I won't take much time. It's just during COVID, I heard very little of our medical experts talk about anything to do with lifestyle.
Bingo.
And again, I watch you, what you do, not when things are good. And when things mattered, you didn't tell me anything other than take this. And the things you told me were made up, 6 feet, mask. You. When later on, you had no reason why you came up with them. I didn't hear vitamin D. I didn't hear quercetin. I didn't hear zinc. I didn't hear sunshine. I didn't hear music. I didn't hear any alternatives. You know, lock yourself in a room and quit listening to metal music. Maybe we, you know, wrap ourselves around speakers and be happy. I don't know. If you missed the second segment, go listen. I lost a lot of respect for it.
You and many others. We're going to talk about hernias. Make sure I don't miss that.
Yeah, please.
I think to be informed is currency that we actually so need for us and our aging body. There's no doubt. Because when you get sidelined by a diagnosis and all of a sudden you wake up and you feel something and it's a bulge and then you go and 3 days later they're scheduling surgery, it's not really a place of preparation. It's a place of fear acting at that moment. And I understand that because, your doctor says we got to do something about this and let's go ahead and schedule surgery. Fine, but be informed. Hernias are progressive weaknesses in muscle or tissue that won't heal on their own. You know, there was a big chunk of my life. I really felt that if I did everything right and embraced the world of proper energies to the vast organic nutritive content of every food and did my exercise, that really nothing's going to happen to me. That's not true. We are a being that isn't perfectly built, and we have a lot of influences that cause grief. And one of those is sometimes a weakness genetically in a muscular structure. Well, you know, a hernia, many times there's a bulge.
Right.
And especially in guys that lift heavy, all of a sudden they'll wake up and they'll be like, feel this little pain. They reach down and it's like a little bubble coming out in the front of their abdomen. And then sometimes down in the genital area, you can feel one of those also. Here's what Dr. McCullough, who I do respect, even though he's certainly a little nutty, but I still find value in people who sometimes have gone off the rails because they have vast experience, and he's one of them. Choosing the right surgeon is key. You must look for experience, and you got to see how, or at least estimate how many years he's been doing hernia surgery. It is extremely important to get the proper surgery. I can tell you, be 47 years of history of hearing, I know, 1,000 people who've had hernias, and you know, they speak to me about all kind of aspects of their life and health. And I'd say 1/3 of those go sour, and they have to get another surgery. And some of that is the fault of poor surgery. And we got to know that recovery requires patience. This would be the one that would be hard for Clint and I. You got to expect at least a week of downtime, plan for assistance, manage pain carefully, and, you know, there's no gym during that time. It's going to be probably 6 weeks before we're back in the gym on easy. And the biggest thing is two things to know is there's different types of surgery. Open surgery is where the surgeon makes a bigger cut to fix it directly. It's certainly true and tried, but it means more downtime. Minimally invasive is tiny incisions with tools like laparoscopic or robot, and those are probably the choice I would make after reading all of the information. And then thirdly is the choice of mesh materials.
I think my buddy got the mesh.
Did he? Well, there's
on the first one.
There's three different meshes. One is synthetic, which is the plastic-based, and they have less chance to have irritation. They're inexpensive. They're common. There is a little bit of mental thought on my part of the plastics. Here we talk about microplastics all the time. I certainly would want to add it in there if I could help it. So this is what I would do. The biologic mesh made from the animal tissue, such as a pig intestine, and it is called sergissis, and it felt more natural to Dr. McCullough when he had his done, even though it costs more. And then there's a hybrid mesh, which combines the synthetic and dissolvable materials. So I'm not worried about it. I don't fear it at all, but I do want to be informed in case one day I feel a lump and I need to go get it done. And yeah. I would. And the biggest thing is, it's not a wait and see. The longer you wait, the more difficult.
Hernias don't. That's the
thing. One is they never heal themselves.
Yeah, right.
And two is they become more challenging to the surgeon after a certain period of time.
That's where you a lot of stuff we do as humans, the complications that arise are because we wait and try to fix it ourselves.
Yes, but on the opposite side, so many times the body has self-healing capacities. My hips weren't that, and a hernia wouldn't be that. But 100%
of— You're not going to need enough kale to get rid of a hernia.
Nope.
You can't take Corson to fix your hips.
No, it's like a plumbing issue. Yeah. There's brokenness within the system. Yeah. 100% of everything that's gone wrong with my body has healed itself on its own without medical intervention except hips. 100%. Every sickness, every ache, every pain— I figured it out, and I didn't use drugs that I feel sometimes are deleterious to the overall health of the body. That's not everybody. Please understand that. I am fortunate I have access and that I have people, team members who are real smart who also help me to make wise decisions. So,
yep. We'll be wrapping the show up, but not yet. We're not going to do it yet. We've got a fourth segment coming
up. That's right.
With much more wisdom from Ed Jones, and I will contribute what I can. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for years on this show, in fact, 8.5 years, and daily inside Nutrition World, our mission has been simple: give you clear, trustworthy health advice you can act on. So let's wrap it up today with a couple more practical steps you can start immediately. Clint, tell them where they can access this.
Yep. Every Tuesday. Well, of course, Sundays, it's right here on 98.1 The Lake, 9 a.m. You can listen to it. But it also comes out Tuesdays on the podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify. You just look up Vital Health Radio download. And I'm not mistaken, but here down in the near future, I think you'll be able to also find some of these things over at Nutrition World somehow, or maybe the Holistic Navigator. We'll figure that out. But right now, it's Vital Health Radio on Sundays and the Vital Health Radio download.
Wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, cardiovascular death is the number one, the biggest risk factor that we all have. We worry sometimes about the smaller, lesser common diseases just because we know someone who had it or something else, you know, from melanomas to this to that. But heart disease is really the one of the four horsemen that take us out quicker than anything. There's a lot of change in regard to some of the theories as to why do we get heart attacks. Traditional models change slowly, very slowly. If they've started with a certain paradigm, they're going to stick with it till it is somehow finally, like, almost absolutely proven that they're wrong, which will take wasting 15 to 20 years past that point. Well, a large international study found that 99% of heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure cases were preceded by at least one measurable risk factor. What does that mean for us? That means if you don't have any measurable risk factors or some kind of episodes, your chance of it's pretty darn low. High blood pressure, though, was present in 93% of the people before their cardiovascular event. 93%. Now, I'm not so in agreement with the people that I trust, the Dr. Wolfsons and those cardiologists who are more certainly of difference of opinion, we'll just say. But we do not need it to be considered extremely high. Those have to be probably very risky for a lot of people. Most individuals, though, had two or most risk factors before their first event, showing that elevated blood pressure or elevated blood sugar, imbalanced cholesterol — those are kind of like the ApoBs and LPAs, not just a total cholesterol — and smoking is what really accelerated arterial damage. And like it says, total cholesterol alone does not accurately reflect your true heart risk. What we want to see is metabolic function. That is, how does insulin work within the system of processing glucose into the energy levels that we need for the cellular structure? But, you know, the biggest thing is that, again, everything goes back to root causes. And traditional medical thinking is not all about root causes, but we need to look at improving insulin sensitivity, eliminating seed oils, keeping and building muscle, so important. And, of course, things from sleep to your nutritive contents, vitamin D, vitamin K, critical. So there is the last tip of the day for maintaining cardiovascular health, Clint.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I got one more thing to ask you.
What are you going to ask
me? I'm going to ask you a quick question. What's the next big thing on your calendar? You're always jumping rope. You're always doing pull-ups. Is it the bodybuilding thing?
Has to be. It is swallowing me up.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Is it as bad as last year? And I know we got about a minute or so.
No, it's actually in some ways better because of AI and I'm more focused. But on the other side, AI has made me do more things.
Do you think you'll be better prepared this year mentally even? Because 100%. Last year you were fatigued the last 3 days.
100%. Okay. I am so on my game at this point. And right now it says that I'm going to have to lose 11 pounds. I've never lost 11 pounds in my life.
Well, but one thing, and as we wrap it up, one thing I'm interested in, doing it this way with AI's help versus last year, when you're done with the contest, we should do things that maybe things you thought you knew that maybe you had some tweaking on. Because sometimes what you did last year was based off what you knew, you practiced. Mm-hmm. This is giving you some different tips. So maybe some stuff like, you know what, I might not have needed to watch that so much. I need to focus over here. In other words, take the 2 years and compare them, and let's see the takeaways. That might be a pretty cool thing to look at.
I agree 100%, and I will do that. It's kind of like briefing after a flight, except it's a 2-year flight. Yeah. I just know for a fact that I was – I would listen to one story, one YouTube, one bodybuilder. And so that for that 2 weeks, I'd do that. And then another 2 weeks, it'd be another tip. I'd kind of swerve into the right and left lane.
You and AI are generating your own path.
Well, so. I need someone to keep me from overthinking.
Yeah.
And that's where coaches come in.
Yeah.
Real coaches.
Well, let's do this. Let's wrap this one up. It's been a good show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week. You've been listening to Vital Health Radio, and it's brought to you by everyone, the team at Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.